Hello there, it's Tanya Gabrielle here, Wealth Astrologist. Welcome to the Premium Wealth Forecast September 2022 edition, where we look at the detailed astrology and numerology forecast for every day of the month, the two lunations, the universal month number, and you receive the wonderful bonus, Merlin's forecast for September. Merlin, the wonderful druid, magician, amazing light being. I channel Merlin, and he always gives his energy forecast for the next month. So welcome to the September edition. Let's start with the universal month number. September is the month every year where the number doubles up for the universal year. And in addition to the double digit number, in this case, 15. So two sixes and a 15 are active in September. And this is such a lovely combination with Virgo, because Virgo governs most of September, the first 3 weeks or so. And Virgo is connected to healing, and the number six is also connected to healing and health. And so there'll be a greater emphasis on healing and health for that reason, because the astrology and numerology coincides. Now, six also governs love, and especially home business, your home, your family, your more intimate relationships, which obviously are love or very, very close friendships, and everything to do with nurturing, anything to do with birthing, anything to do with abundance, like I said, especially home business, but abundance in general as well, and any responsibilities you have as a head of household or a parent or a mentor. The six covers all of that. So this whole year has health and love and relationships and home and family, new responsibilities that are appearing in your life. And the focus is always on going back to compassion. So compassion being really your destination in everything that you do. Now, the 15 is the spiritual alchemist. It is a number of great freedom, because it has the one and the five, also discernment, decisions and indecision, and also governs home-related matters, intimate relationships. But the alchemist, the magic and alchemy, is very, very present with this number. And so it helps to release you from limitations, from a sense of lack or a sense of separation. And this will help you to really go after opportunities and manifest them. So you have great freedom of expression. You are very much able to release these fears that may have gotten stuck in your mind, your system, and just let them go. Let go of outdated ideas about everything. It could be the smallest thing. It could be ideas that you have about money, love, empowerment, health, anything that is limiting you in any way. This cycle sets you free from that. So that's also welcoming new experiences into your life. The number one in the 15 is about new beginnings. So it does let in this sort of lighter energy of new beginnings. And so one thing that really helps with magic and alchemy and the number 15 is laughter. And just to use laughter also in terms of health, laughter is the best medicine. It really can help you heal, not just emotionally and mentally, but also physically. So that's something to keep in mind with this beautiful universal month number. And then the first lunation in September is the full moon in Pisces. And it happens on September 10th at 10:59 a.m. Universal Time. And this full moon happens with the sun in Virgo, 17 degrees, the moon in Pisces at 17 degrees. 17 is the immortality number in numerology. It is very powerful. It's about leadership and leaving a legacy behind, manifestation, courage, fulfilling your vision. Very exciting, confident number. It's also very connected to abundance. So this is going to be a big theme around this full moon in Pisces. Now, what's very exciting is that the moon will be conjunct the ruler of Pisces. So the moon will be conjunct Neptune. It is a wide conjunction. It's about 6.5 degrees, but it is nevertheless really powerful. So it's going to enhance all the Neptunian Piscean qualities. And so your emotional sensitivity is heightened. You definitely are just in general more intuitive, more connected to others, very psychic. Noises may be more jarring for you because you're so sensitive. So be aware of anything, you know, foods, noise, anything harsh, any colors or sounds or words or anything you're watching or reading that is crass or has a sense of aggression about it. You're going to be more susceptible to that. So it's very important to take a time out every day around this full moon in Pisces and meditate, get out in nature so that you're not pulled into the thought stream of fear, for example, because the shadow side for Pisces can be to feel like a victim. We're just coming out of the Piscean age now, moving into the Aquarian age. And the Piscean age was all to do with understanding what it means to be victimized and making a choice about that, literally healing, being a willing victim in any situation. So this conjunction with Neptune is bringing home the fact that you are highly intuitive, loving, caring, and compassionate. And that's the side of the Neptune Piscean qualities, the dreaming, the music, the beauty, the healing, the we are all one, and just seeing everything as one originating from the same source. So source in essence means the original energy from which all came. And so connecting to source is literally coming home to love and to your unwavering connection to everything that is. Basically, everything that you touch and everything you say and do is felt, and there are ripple effects that are just felt by everyone in your environment and beyond. It's the unknowing part of energy that we're not aware of, but that we're becoming more and more aware of. So compassion, empathy, being very inspired to create something artistic, and being connected to health and healing, being very wary of any pathogens or drugs, alcohol, anything that anesthetizes you from reality. Those are the shadow side of Neptune and Pisces that you definitely want to either come to grips with or just know not to partake in during this time. Really exciting. So that is Pisces and Neptune conjunct the moon. And then we also have Sun trine Uranus. And of course, moon sextile Uranus. So Uranus will be at 18 degrees in Taurus. And this full moon, of course, is 17 degrees. So it's a very close triangle that's being formed between the sun, Uranus, and the moon. And basically, you're going to be more open-minded, adventurous, progressive, open to looking at the future, not being caught in the past, wondering how things could have gone and regurgitating those kinds of storylines. You're basically now with the Uranus connection moving into the Aquarian age. So it's very interesting that the trine to Uranus, the ruler of the next age, is happening during a Pisces full moon where Neptune, the ruler of Pisces, is merged with the moon. So we basically have a bridge here from one age to the next age. And it's a very harmonious bridge because it's a trine and a sextile, which are very harmonious aspects in astrology. So it's a wonderful time to make changes in your life, even very big changes. And they may occur quickly with this trine. It's a wonderful time also to connect to others, make new friends. Uranus rules the house of friendship, the 11th house. So it's also a good time to learn more about astrology and numerology, So if you wanted to take another course, for example, this would be a fantastic time as well to do that. And then we have a wonderful opposition of Mercury and Jupiter, which is really, really nice to see. So Mercury will be at 8 degrees in Libra, and Jupiter will be at 5 degrees in Aries. Those are both signs that are cardinal. They begin seasons. And so this is a very important opposition. So basically, it opens your mind in many ways. You have bigger plans. Your thoughts are taking on a grand view of your life. You feel more optimistic. And what you might do, though, is skip over some details that may escape your attention because you're looking at the bigger picture. So the fortunate part of Jupiter really brings opportunities. And with an opposition to Mercury, you can really go for those successful opportunities. Just guard against being overconfident. Also, it's a great time to question some things that you may have believed or planned or considered, perceived. It's wonderful to do that during an opposition because oppositions bring energy back into harmony. We have Mercury trine to Mars as well. That is lovely. So Mercury is getting a beautiful contact with Jupiter and then also with Mars. And Mars brings great mental energy and concentration. So it's really going to help with all the Piscean energy, which is more dreamy. Mars and Uranus as well are going to come in with Mercury and help with decisiveness, making plans, and being more grounded and practical. With Mars, too, you have a lot of magnetism, so you can communicate really persuasively as well. Then we come to the next lunation, and this one also features Jupiter in a beautiful way, and that's the Libra new moon on September 25th, 10:53 p.m. Universal Time. That's in London. And this incredible new moon at 2 degrees Libra is opposite Jupiter at 3 degrees Aries. So Jupiter is currently retrograding in Aries, and Jupiter basically started its new 12-year cycle through the 12 signs earlier this year and basically is very excited in that fire sign of Aries because Jupiter rules Sagittarius. Sagittarius is a fire sign. So Jupiter loves Aries. And so this opposition to Jupiter is really a new beginning, the new moon in Libra, of bringing some lovely, good feelings and generous feelings, especially regarding relationships. In general, you are just going to be very open to being sociable. You're more relaxed. You can look at other people's real motives and be aware of them. And just because it's an opposition, you're also bringing energy into balance. So if you have any issue, for example, with controlling an addiction, something, whether it's sugar or whatever it is, then you may react to those situations where you are being confronted with that, meaning having to look at it for whatever reason. So just be aware that oppositions will have you confront any energy that needs to be harmonized. So this is something to keep in mind. Now with Jupiter, there is a lot of joy and there is a lot of expansion. So be also aware that you don't want to overdo the energy. But in general, it's a very generous, beautiful transit that also connects you with friends and allows you just to be aware of other people's true motives. So it helps you to see the truth in many ways. The sun is also opposite Jupiter because sun and moon are together at 2 degrees Libra. And that also is fantastic. This one is more about success when it involves the sun. Definitely brings a lot of good fortune. Things fall into place for you. And if you tend to be more reserved, then you may be more outgoing during this time. You may open up more and show yourself confidence and just be really true to your own integrity, your motives, your values. Okay, so then we move to Venus is trine to Pluto. Now, Venus is a very important planet in regards to a Libra new moon because Venus rules Libra. So Venus trine Pluto is a beautiful aspect of great, great depth, and it brings passion, it brings intensity in relationships because of the Libra connection in this case to the new moon. It is definitely about a joyful connection with loved ones, a profound connection where you feel the love and affection deeper than you ever have. And there's a sensual, magnetic, and sexual attractiveness with this transit. So it is very good for finding new romance. And in general, there is such a profound understanding that is truly, it's psychic, it's intuitive, it is a level of intensity that is remarkable. And one thing to watch out for, even though this is a trine, is not to get obsessed, because Pluto with Venus can just be very, very over intense. But it really, really helps with finances. It helps with the flow of any kind of monetary connections that you're making, like to bring them into a good flow. So financial transactions are favored. You want to surround yourself with luxurious, very sensual and beautiful items. So you just feel nurtured on that physical sense as well. So it's a good time for decorating. It's a wonderful time to bring plants into your home or just to bring a new rug in, some paintings, flowers, whatever it is. It's very artistic and very creative energy. Also during this exciting new moon in Libra, we have Venus, the ruler of Libra, opposite to Neptune. Venus is at 25 degrees in Virgo, Neptune at 23 degrees in Pisces. And Venus and Neptune both govern music. So very important during an opposition of these two planets to listen to soothing, beautiful, uplifting music. It's a very idealistic time, so you want to be sure to be grounded, get out on your walks, do your exercise, feel connected to the earth with Venus in Virgo. That's very, very important because it'll help you to not be pulled into other people's storylines, and rather not to be over generous and over giving, not to be a martyr, in other words. Instead, to just focus on loving, feeling joy in very simple ways. And it's also a good time, since Venus governs the feeling you have when you dress beautifully and you have jewelry, whatever it is that makes you feel good. It's a good time to get a new look if you want to change your wardrobe or change your hair, or, you know, all of those things also help with the connection to beauty in general. But it's really the sense of the simplifying your life through attention to everything that is beautiful, and that especially includes sounds, including the sounds of nature, will be very important. Mercury trines Pluto as well during this new moon, and that's always exciting. Your brain, your mind is incredibly empowered with Pluto in a trine to Mercury, so you have an impact on others. You may meet someone and engage in conversation that really changes your plan or deepens your plans. It's wonderful for research, and it's a great time also to get any kind of therapy, reading, anything like that is wonderful with Mercury and Pluto in a trine. Mars trines Saturn as well. Lots of things going on during this new moon in Libra. And, you know, Mars will be stationing retrograde at the end of October. And Mars has been very active with the aspects, especially recently. If you look at what's going on in August with the Virgo new moon, it's at 4 degrees exactly square to Mars. That was on August 27th. That is a time to really look at your inner courage and inner confidence and your ability to move forward and leave the past behind, which is what Mars loves to do. So Mars trine Saturn helps with just cementing what happened in terms of your life energetically in August. So in September, Saturn is now helping you to assimilate and to manifest the results of whatever you experienced through Mars's major activation in August. And it'll give you the patience and self-discipline to just move forward step by step towards committing to your plans and really creating some lasting success. All right, so there we go. Those are the lunations. So now it's time to move to the daily astrology numerology forecast for every day in September.